Morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. That's better. Today's reading is from the book of John, chapter 20, verse 19 to 31. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the word of the Lord. Can I pray for David? Awesome. Let's close our eyes. Thank you. Father, we thank you for your word that is powerful, that is sharper than any double-edged sword. We thank you that, Lord, it will speak to us today in many ways. As Pastor David speaks, let there be your words, Lord, we pray. Let it speak to our situation, we pray, and let us be transformed and changed because it's your living word. We thank you, Father, for this morning. Use them, we pray, and we thank you for your infilling of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Sam. Good morning. Going in the lane. Well, just right at the beginning of this series of John's Gospel, you may remember I used a concept, which was imagine a group of people in a room and they're all talking about the Prime Minister. And some express that, you know, they're positive, some are negative, and some are indifferent and all that kind of thing. And then the door opens and the Prime Minister walks into the room. Remember that? At that point, everything changes, right? Because we have to respond to the person in the room faced with us. And I said to you at the beginning of this that in John's Gospel, this is what we're seeing. John is saying there's a lot of debate and speculation about the origin of the universe, who brought it into being, all that kind of thing. What we think about God, some are excited, some are hostile, some are indifferent. And then what John is saying is this, that right in this moment in history that he's talking about in his gospel, right in that moment, God's walked into the room. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. All right? So we're facing with God in the room. And that's what John has been tracing all the way through his gospel. It's really interesting, right in the middle of this gospel, that we have this moment where there's a group of disciples all in a room, and they're all in there probably because of fear and anxiety and nerves. They've got the doors closed, and what happens? God appears in the room. Okay, so at the beginning of the gospel and at the end of the gospel, we've got this message coming right in this moment. God appears in the room in Jesus Christ. The Word became flesh. The risen Jesus appears in the room amongst those fearful disciples, and he brings them a message. Now, it's interesting, isn't it, that right here today, right now, we've got a group of people in a room. Fortunately, the doors are not locked, and they're open. But in fact, we've got the same kind of scenario. The risen Jesus is in the room, right with us, right now, as John was telling us about. That's the scenario we have. And he's there. And what happens? We're filled. Many of us are filled with all kinds of anxieties and fears and nervousness. We face what's going on with COVID, and is there a new strain or whatever, and we don't want that, and why do we have to wear masks, and all that kind of stuff. And then we've also got wars that make us very anxious, deeply anxious, and threats of nuclear wars and all that kind of thing. And fear permeates our society. But the risen Christ is in the room, and he has a message for you and for me. Just as he had a message for those disciples on that day when he appeared in the room after he had been crucified. Okay, and there are four words that the risen Christ brings to those disciples and the risen Christ brings to you and I. And the first word is this: peace be with you. Okay, now in a sense, that's just like a greeting, isn't it? It's like good morning or morena. You know, Jesus appears, although it would have been a bit of a shocking greeting because the doors were all locked and they were afraid, and Jesus appears and he says, hi, because that's what it's like, hi. I think God has got a sense of humor. You know, I can imagine, you know, like the angels appearing to the shepherds, you know, and the first thing they say is, do not be afraid. It's like, ah! You know, all the shepherds. You know, here, you know, it's like the angels looking up, look what Jesus can do in a minute. Let's all have a good laugh. Let's watch. Jesus appears in the room. Hi! You know, they've all watched him crucified, but now he's in the room. Here he is. Peace. Peace be with you. Peace be with you is very interesting because it is a greeting, and you and I use that greeting every Sunday. We've just done it a moment ago. We've said peace to each other. It's really interesting, isn't it? How our concept of peace in church would change if we believed that when we were saying peace be with you, we're saying to one another peace because the risen Christ is in the room, as opposed to hi. Or what if we said, peace be with you, and by saying peace be with you, as we look at the other person, we recognize the risen Christ in the other person? How would that change our relationships with each other? So take a look around and just say, peace be with you. But this time, you're not just saying hi, you're saying the risen Christ is in the room. Peace. What happens when the risen Christ is in the room? All fear is dispelled. It's amazing, isn't it? Remember when the disciples were in a boat? We had a boat last week. We haven't got a boat this week. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, good. It's still around. When the disciples were in a boat and it was stormy and Jesus walked on the water, what did he say to them? He said, peace. It is I. You don't need to be afraid. Right now in the world as it is, the risen Christ says, peace. It is I. You don't need to be afraid. Peace. That's the first thing he says, peace be with you. The second thing he says is this: as the Father sent me, so I send you. And at that moment, he shows them his hands. Would have got holes in them. He's been crucified. But this is a very important message that he's bringing to us. Because he's saying to you and I as disciples, like he said to those disciples, I am sending you. You're a sent people. I'm sending you just like the Father sent me, I am sending you. What does that look like? Well, I tell you, it looks like this. If we go to that concept, Jesus is in the room, and that's what we've seen in the gospel. God has walked into the room in Jesus. Now Jesus is saying, I want you to go. I'm sending you, so you go into your home, into your school, into your workplace, into your gym, into your supermarket, and you are going to be God in the room. You're going to be the presence of the risen Jesus in that place. So I'm sending you out to do that. Now, there's an intentionality about that. Now, I'm pretty sure, I'm guessing, although I would like to be corrected, you know, that most of us, when we've done our bit here, we go out and we go and live the rest of our life. Do we when we go into the supermarket? When you walk in through those supermarket doors, next time you do, walk in through those supermarket doors and say to yourself, I am going to be the risen Jesus in this place today. What would that look like? Well, let me tell you. Jesus shows you the marks on his hands. And that symbolizes that this intentionality of sending is going to be costly. It's not going to be easy. But, as the great scholar Walter Brueggemann says, if you don't take seriously the scent, you can forget about the peace. Because the peace and the sending are inextricably linked. Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you. Today, tomorrow, all days. You're a sent people by Jesus. And then there is a third thing that the risen Christ says, and that is this. He breathes on them the Holy Spirit. And then he says, receive the Holy Spirit. Because the risen Christ knows that if you go and try and do the sending without the power, you're going to fall on your face. And so here is the equipping. But it's a proactive thing for you because he doesn't say, here is the Holy Spirit. He says, receive it. And receiving is an act of faith. So when you walk out this door and you walk into the supermarket or you walk into your home or you walk into your school and say, I am called to be the risen Jesus in this place, I'm going to trust that the Holy Spirit is in me and it's going to make a difference. Receive the Holy Spirit. Right now, just while you're sitting here, breathe in the Holy Spirit. Breathe in the Spirit now. Receive the Spirit into your life. Because Jesus has breathed it. He's blown it across us. Now we receive. Now we're equipped. Now we go by faith and act on it. Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I'm sending you. Receive the Holy Spirit. And here is your task. Forgive. That's your task, to be people who forgive. If you forgive the sins of people, they're forgiven. If you retain those sins, if you don't forgive, they're not forgiven. Be forgiving people. Forgive. Give ahead. Give now. Cancel debts. Be generous. Be abundant. Don't hold things against one another. Be forgiving people. And be forgiving people who will break the brokenness that has damaged our hearts. Be those kind of people. Go and forgive. Let it come out in abundance to others. Be people of grace, not people who hold things in. That's what he's saying. Peace. As the Father sent me, so I send you. Be resurrection people. In all kinds of places. Receive the Holy Spirit and forgive. This is the ministry of Christ, and this is our ministry as resurrection people. So let's not forget it. We're called, we're given peace, we're sent. We are to be generous people and abundant people, and we're equipped with the Holy Spirit to do it. Let's pray for a moment. Peace. Do not be afraid. It is I, the risen Christ. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you, says Jesus. Receive the Holy Spirit. Forgive. Give over and abundant so that the world is healed. And each step you take is one step closer to the light. Lord Jesus, thank you for your risen presence in this room. Thank you that you're here with us. Now let us go and make a difference with your power within us. Amen.